Hey wannabes, it's B here. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Skyrim, which is the fifth game in the Elder Scrolls series. I played Oblivion, which was the last game in the series when it first came out a few years back. And even though I never completed it, I did have a good 90 or so hours of gameplay, and really enjoyed all the side quests and exploration involved. Skyrim takes what I loved in that game and jacks it up tenfold. The game came out in November 2011, but I am on a budget, so I actually didn't pick it up until recently. I used a Best Buy gift card I had acquired over the holidays and bought it used off their website for $40 with free shipping. A steal, if I do say so myself. As of the time of this review, I have well over 20 hours on this game, and my character is level 23. To start with, the graphics are, in my opinion, some of the best I've ever seen on a console. My best friend doesn't seem to see it this way, and I understand where he's coming from when he refers to games like Gears of War 3. However, when taking into account the massive world that has been created with this graphics engine, and then on top of that add things like weather effects, change of day and night cycles, wildlife roaming the land, streams, lakes, snow-covered mountains, all of which you can interact with, and I'm sticking to my opinion. On a side note, as beautiful as I find the environments in this game, some of the non-player characters you interact with can be a little dull-looking in comparison, but this is minor. One of the things that separates these games from your average role-playing game is the way the leveling system works. In Skyrim, the more you use an ability, the more you increase that ability's skill, and the closer you get to your next level. For example, if you use the heal spell constantly, you will improve in the art of healing magic. Each time you improve, your experience bar will get filled up more until you eventually level. And there are plenty of these actions to improve, such as lockpicking, destruction magic, alteration spells, one-handed fighting, various armor skills, and more. Every time you do level, you're given the choice of raising one of three stats, which include health, magic, or stamina. And then, in addition, are given a perk skill point to apply various effects to your different abilities, such as making fire spells stronger or cost less magic to cast. It may seem like a lot, but it really isn't too overwhelming, and I love this system. Currently, I'm trying to play a character that is primarily a magic user, so I'm focusing on those kind of stats. I've also put a few points into lockpicking and alchemy. On my next playthrough, I'm going to try playing a totally different role, and I'll focus on heavy armor and melee abilities. As many hours as I've put into this game, I've only scratched the surface of the main storyline, which focuses on your character, whom is known as the Dragonborn, and he has the ability to use unique abilities called Shouts, as he slays and captures the souls of various dragons. Most of my time so far has been spent doing the multitude of side quests that are available. Although you probably could just play this game for the main story, I feel it's much more fun and immersing to just live in this world and interact with as many people in it and do the various quests that are available. As much as I do love this game, it's not without a few flaws. For starters, it does have some bugs, such as a quest I was doing just last night where I had to speak with a prisoner in one of the town's dungeons for information. When I entered the dungeon, there was a huge hole in the floor, and as I stepped onto it, I fell through the floor and teleported to another part of the dungeon. Obviously some kind of glitch. Another minor inconvenience is the load times. Every time you start the game up, it takes about 30 seconds to get into the game. And while playing, every time you go through a door, you're treated to another 10 or so second load screen. At least you are treated to some nice high-res images during these load screens, along with some history. But after a while, it can get a little monotonous. Luckily, you can also go great distances in the world without ever seeing any of these load screens as well, so I guess it's a trade-off. Overall, I highly recommend this to any role-playing fans out there. Skyrim offers a beautiful living world full of adventure for those willing to take the plunge. This is a game that is well worth even a full price, as you can get lost in this realm for months on end, and then do it all over again with a totally different playstyle. Knowing Bethesda, they will release an expansion down the road as well, so I see myself playing this well into next year. Till next time, later all.